My guest is Scott Waller. He is a third grade instructor at the Medford Area Elementary School. He and his students have created the Wallerville Inspirational Choir. So, Scott, what is it and how did it get started?
Well, it basically started about 8 years ago. And I had a student in my class that had unfortunately gotten pretty sick. And we wanted to do something for him. So we decided to write some songs. And eventually took those the song called Upbeat Kid to him at, he ended up in the ICU. So we had to go there and deliver that to him. And as we returned back, we started talking about what else we could do. And I can still see it to this day. A boy in the back left corner raises his hand and says, Mr. Waller, we can be the Inspirational Choir. And I was like, man, that's a great idea. So it started there, and now it's basically a group of kids who sing with me, and we sing about being good to people, inspiring others, and trying to just make a difference.
Approximately how many students are involved each year?
Well, it rose from 23 the first year to 117 third and fourth graders this year.
Okay, and this is an extracurricular activity, so this is extra time the students are putting in. This is not a class.
No. We rehearse in the mornings from 8 to 8:25. Many of them come to me for their afternoon recess. And then 4 days a week at 2:45 to 3:15, from about January till our time now, they are in singing and dancing with me.
Now, they write their own material, correct?
Some of the songs are written by us. And some of them are, of course, this year we have songs from Trolls and American Idol and things like that. But Upbeat Kid, Laugh, Smile, and Joy, Give People a Chance. There's been several songs that were written specifically towards that child that we started the choir for.
So there's a performance. You do performances of the choir. About how many performances do you do each year? Is it just toward one in the spring, or do they go out and do more?
There are three different performances that we do. We usually pick two different schools besides our own. So this year we're going to go to Prentice, and then we go to Edgar. Edgar is also another PBIS school, so that really fits in with this whole concept. And then we do two shows at the elementary, one for the kids, and then a community show at the end.
And when is that show going to take place? The one at the elementary school here in Medford?
That will be May 18th at 6:30 at night. Doors will open there probably around 6 or so.
So what do you see as the future of the program? Because once the students are out of fourth grade, they move on, and then the next batch comes in, so you kind of rotate over. So what do you see as the future of this program?
One, just to keep it growing and growing and growing. And what really is my ultimate goal is I love when I go to the middle school, and I see tons of these kids performing in the middle school. And then I get to go to the high school, and many of those kids will say, Mr. Waller, are any of those kids from the WICU? And I can just say, yeah, that one, that one, that one, that one. So I get to see them. I kind of get to start them off, and they get to grow as they go through the rest of their school career.
Now, we should point out, you sent me a link, a web page. Can you share that with us if people would like to know more about the Wallerville Inspirational Choir?
Yeah, right now we have that on our Medford Elementary homepage. And you can go right on there and check the WICU. It's in the bottom middle. And it has a whole rundown of how the choir started, what's going on. It has a bunch of the kids or the characters this year. So a lot of neat things to get a little bit of some info before you come to watch the kids on May 18th.
Scott Waller's been my guest. He is an instructor, a third grade instructor at the Medford Area Elementary School, and also has organized the Wallerville Inspirational Choir, consists of third and fourth graders who volunteer their time up at the Medford Elementary School. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing, and break a leg.
Thank you so much.